Hello. Today our guest is Mary Hostack from Oklahoma. Mary has read through the Bible, almost 100 times now with her husband, and she's here to share with us some of her thoughts and Bible scriptures on the topic of eternal security. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Lisa. Today I want to talk about something that's really on my heart so much because I keep hearing over the radio, the TV, and other sources about this eternal security. It's also called once saved, always saved. This once saved, always saved is heavy in a lot of the churches, primarily Baptist churches. This doctrine is a man-made doctrine. It goes completely against the Word of God. There's three scriptures I want to share to start with, and these three scriptures are crucial for anyone who is seeking truth. You either have to accept the Word of God through these scriptures, or you will believe what you have been taught from a human being. The scriptures are Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 24 through 28, especially in that 18, let's go to verse 26, and then you go to Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 12 through 20. Now, these verses it starts out talking about that we are to warn the wicked, and then after we have warned the wicked, we are to warn the righteous. God says that if we don't warn the righteous person who is living in sin, who is committing sin, that he will hold their blood on our hands. So this tells us right away that the righteous can and will die in their sin. Now, this is God talking. This is not from Mary or Lisa or from anybody else. This is what the Word of God says. So you have to decide if you're going to believe what these three chapters in Ezekiel tell you. If you have made the Word of God your final authority, then you will accept what the Word of God says versus what you have been taught. Now, for the people who have been taught this, mostly it's the preachers who have been to a seminary and who was taught this false doctrine. They build a doctrine around perhaps a half a verse or a verse that is taken out of context. You can't do that. I encourage people, please, get in the Bible, read it all. Don't just read it one time. Go over it many, many, many times. Jim and I have been through the Bible going on 96 times now. And that teaching, once saved, always saved, is not there. In fact, it's just the opposite. A person cannot sin and enter the kingdom of God. God is very clear about this. His disciples were clear about it. Paul taught very, very much on this. You know, we are to strive daily to be perfect, not in the eyes of man, but in the eyes of God. I am the least perfect. Perfect person that I know about, but today I will strive to be perfect in that. You know.
But some people say, "Well, how do you know how much sin is too much?" I mean, nobody's perfectly perfect without any sin at all. How do I know if I'm not sinning enough to go to heaven? And what about the blood of Jesus? And all these things are running through people's minds, I think, right now.
Okay, these are people who have not read the whole Bible. They're getting into the Bible. Most of them are parroting what they have heard a preacher say, and the preacher was taught in a seminary. Most of these preachers, and I think the percentage is very high, have never read the whole Bible. So they're only teaching what they have been taught. The person, I call them a pew sitter, the person who is sitting in the pew is repeating what they heard the pastor say. They're not in the Word of God. If they were in the Word of God, they wouldn't be sitting in the pew. pew sitting under false teaching. It's that simple. You know, the gospel of Christ is the most simple thing in the world. He was sent from heaven to come to earth, to he lived and he died for the sins of everyone. John 3:16. Whosoever, every human being is a whosoever. We have all sinned. We're all guilty of sin. But once that person is truly saved, and I can always use my salvation experience as an example, when I was convicted by the Word of God that I was truly a sinner, I wanted to change. I didn't. This is the deal, Lisa. Most people are told on Sunday or any other time, if you will walk the aisle, if you will say the sinner's prayer and get dunked, you notice I said dunked rather than baptized, then you are saved forever. Anything that you do, anything, no matter what sin it is, if it's adultery, if it's fornication, if it's whatever sin, if it's murder, lying, whatever, that preacher has just told you that you're saved forever. That's opposite of what the Bible says. Completely opposite. How do I know that? It's because I have read it in my Bible. And I use the King James Bible. I think it is the inerrant Word of God. I don't think there's a flaw there. It, you know, Jim and I made that Bible our final authority on earth because it's all we have to hang on to that we can physically pick up and read and claim as the Word of God. And for the people who don't want to read the Bible, who don't want to be convicted of their sins, they're not going to. The Bible tells us, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Because you reject knowledge, I will reject you. And there's another sentence to that. I don't have my Bible in front of me right now. But most preachers use only a half of that verse. They say, my people perish for lack of knowledge, period. No, there's not a period there.
Well, as you're talking, I'm agreeing with you because I know the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin, but I also know the Bible says that you can trodden underfoot the blood of Jesus.
Absolutely.
We need to know the whole thing.
Yes, yes. And by knowing the whole thing, you're not going to fall for the lie of once saved, always saved. I have such a problem with this, and I see it in my own family. I had a sister die, a brother-in-law die, and they believed once saved, always saved. Their lifestyle showed me that they were not a Christian. The brother-in-law never picked up the Bible that I can ever remember. I never saw him pick the Bible up. He sat in a pew. He was faithful to go to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, every time the door was open, every time there was a revival, he and his wife were there. But they weren't grounded in Scripture. This is the pew sitter. They sat there, they listened to this preacher who believes and was taught, once saved, always saved. And when these two loved ones died, I got quite angry and I got mad at the preacher and I let him know that. And the preacher told me, well, I thought they were saved. How, he's not supposed to think they're saved. He's supposed to tell them the Word of God. He's not supposed to say, if you'll walk the aisle, say the sinner's prayer, and get dunked, you're saved. Mm-hmm. That's not salvation.
And that almost sounds like some kind of an initiation.
Yeah, yeah. And this happens all the time. And churches are full of people who have done this little initiation, who have done this little act.
Right, a ceremony.
And they're not grounded in Scripture. How convenient for someone to do this and then to be told you can do anything you want, no matter what. No man can take you out of the hands of God. You can do anything you want to and you're saved. What a lie.
I know.
You know, the Scriptures are true, but it's all, we have to go back to being obedient to the Word of God. How can you be obedient to the Word of God if you don't even know what it says?
Because I think the assembling together, in which the Bible says we must assemble with other believers, that's true, but a lot of times church attendance is being used as a replacement for discipleship.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're accused all the time that we have forsaken the assembly of being with other believers. No, we have not. We have, you know, other fellowship with believers, but they're people of same like mind.
Right.
Now, if you go to a church and you're sitting next to a person, and Jesus said, you will know them by the fruits they bear. That's how we can tell if a person is truly saved or not. By looking at that person and you know their lifestyle. If they're at home looking at pornography on TV, if they're home looking at the soap operas, which is, people call it soft pornography, I call it, it's X-rated stuff, you know. If your eyes, God says that, the Bible says, I will set nothing evil before my eyes. Yet here are people at home looking at soap operas. They have Playboy magazines out. They have all this kind of stuff. And it's clear that they're not saved. To me, a saved person will want to know what God says. And the only way they can do that is to get into the Bible and read for themselves. Personally, I don't trust human beings. So I had to pick up the Bible and read it for myself. And God taught me. It wasn't any man. I was taught by the Word of God what I am to do and what I'm not to do. And I know what sin is. The second I sin, I know what it is. And I stop. I ask God to forgive me. I repent of it. I try not to do it again. Here you are going back to striving to be perfect in the eyes of God. Why would God tell us to be perfect if we couldn't be perfect? Why would he tell us to be perfect if we, the believer didn't want to be perfect? See, I want to be perfect. Today I'm not perfect, but I'm striving to be perfect. And when I sin today, if I should sin by telling a lie or putting something evil before my eyes or doing whatever sin it is, I have to confess, repent, ask God, please forgive me, and don't do it again. And once saved, always saved, will tell you. You can sit at home and you can watch all the pornography you want. You can put all the filth before your eyes. You can curse, you can lie, you can do all this stuff. God has a lot to say about lying. He says all liars are destined as the lake of fire. So for these people who actually believe that they can sin and get away with it, you're under delusion. And I think that's terribly sad. So we go back to our first podcast. Get in the Bible, read it, continue to stay there. If you don't, you're not going to know what God says. Since we're going to be judged by the Word of God, why wouldn't you want to know what the Bible says?